Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending on whatever your personal trip is. My name's Tobe. You're listening to the Dubious Marmot Committee show right here on Anon Radio. And I am live on location right now, walking around in the OPPD Arboretum. You may remember me mentioning this place from previous shows. What it is it's kind of a park, kind of, where a bunch of trees are being grown just to show people that you can only grow certain types of trees around certain wires, meaning power. All right. What you need to know is I'm standing over a marmot hole right now, looking into it and noticing that it is not cleared out. And now I'm looking up the hill towards another marmot hill, or den, and not only is it cleared out, but there is a marmot sticking its head out. Hi, Matty! I sees you! Oh, good to know. Okay, well, I guess, I can see all three of the holes, and they are all nice and cleared. And Mati-rific. There's a lot of squirrels running around here, too. A couple of real fat ones. Oh, and there's some cardinals. All right. Now, I need to work my way up around here to see if there's any deer back here. Because the other day, I was coming back here, found two deer and a couple of turkeys. Like three turkeys. Stomp, stomp, stomp. We had some good rain last night. And some of these little creeks are full and muddy. That's good news. I'm walking on soft ground and I can tell that, a good bit of moisture has been absorbed by the ground. This is good because this is one of my favorite areas to look for mushrooms. Now, where are my deer buddies? Once I get up into this area, it's really a little bit more heavily wooded. And they like to lurk around in here. And they're easy to spot this time of year because there's no leaves on any of these trees. Everything's only just now starting to turn a little bit green. I can see some moss. That's about the only greenage back here. And now the woods get a little bit thicker in this spot, and so we're going to go up this little trail that leads to a dead end, but then turns into a game trail, and the deer like to be up on this trail. And I don't know how many times I've been up on this trail and I've rounded a corner to run into a bunch of deer sitting around eating. So we're going to go check up here to see if there's any deers. And these would be white-tailed deers. There's no mule deer around here. All right. As we get closer to the edge of the property, you might be able to hear some traffic. And that traffic is the bypass loop of the interstate. It goes around town. Well, it used to go around town, but, cities grow. And yes, this arboretum, the property butts right up against the interstate, which serves as a corridor for these deer to come down from the north. We're not too far from the edge of town, really. Just a couple of miles. An easy hour's walk for some deer. All right, I'm on the deer path now, and I'm having to brush branches of trees out of my way. I'm trying to be as quiet and as stealthy as I can, even though I'm talking into a microphone. Dun dun dun. I got a duck to go under a bunch of stuff. And you know what? I don't think my deer buddies are back here. I would have seen them by now. I would have run into him. But we're going to keep working our way through here. Just in case. Because if they're not here, the other place to check is up by my secret mushroom grounds. Oh, and here's a rabbit. There's a big bun running around. Ooh, lots of traffic. Yeah, I see a blue jay. But no deers. Where's my deer buddies? I don't see them. Dun dun dun. Dun 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 dun. There's no deer back here. Alright. So we've come to a little path where we can now, a human path, walk back down the path and go over another bridge, and then we'll walk up to my secret mushroom area and see if my deers are hiding back there. They might be. This will also give us an opportunity to go by another big marmot den that I noticed was being dug out a couple days ago. Maybe we will spot a mott. Maybe we won't. The interesting thing about this particular den is that it is often a birthing den. So, we might see some babies there in another month or so. I'm walking over a bridge and I'm looking down into the creek to see if I see any footprints in the mud. And I didn't really. So, now we go up here. Walking, 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 walking. Looking for all kinds of dudes. Looking for fluffy guys who live in the ground. And there's the den. Oh yeah, and there's just fresh dirt piled up everywhere. Now, I know there's a hole that's right by one of those trees. I just can't remember which tree it is. Doo-doo-doo, it's that tree. And I don't see any marmots around here, but, you know. Maybe that guy's just trying to stay out of the weather. Like I said, it rained overnight some. It's pretty damp here. We didn't get a whole ton of water, but a decent amount. And it's overcast right now. So Mr. Motty might just be staying in the hole. They like to come out and sun themselves when it gets sunny, so maybe he'll come out later. Alright. Now, I'm just going to happen to walk up this little deer path, and we're on the deer path that leads to my secret mushroom grounds. This whole area in here is just nothing but Marcella esculenta mycelium. Yes, that is correct. White morels. And sometimes the deer like to come up here and hide. And I'm not seeing any. I don't see any deer buddies. And I would look for mushrooms, but I know I'm not going to find any. Because they just aren't up yet. And it's a little cool today. Not that that has much to do with anything, but we need some warmer temps. And although it is getting warmer, I don't know if the ground temperature is where we need it to be quite yet. Oh, and I got lots of little birds buzzing around. Little black-capped chickadees, if you happen to know your birds. The only reason I know that is because I get a couple of magazines. And there's always bird articles in them by bird people, and they always have pictures of birds that I see in places, and I have to read the article, learn about the bird. Oh, that's a strange compulsion I have. I'm walking back by the marmot birthing den. Still don't see any actual dudes. But that's okay. just wandering around now. There's nobody here today. That's always good. I could have sworn we would have found some deer or something with nobody here. When the weather gets warm, everybody has to bring their dog here to go for a walk. So you'll always see lots of people and dogs here, and not those people and those dogs scare away the dudes. So if you're gonna come here, come when there's no people. All right, walking back over this bridge again. Oh, further upstream I can see a lot of tracks. That's always fun. And I'm walking back over the legitimate path instead of taking the deer run that's about 30 yards to the east. You know, maybe more than that. Regardless, I'm walking along sort of the bank of one of these creeks here, and this is another good area for morels. I have found some pretty big ones right up against this creek, right in this area, right here. But there's nothing popping up yet. There's nothing growing. I wish there was. It would give me something to do. Look for morels. Look for morels. It's fun for me. Ooh, and look at this. I'm seeing lots of mounds of earth. There's a mole in this area. There are a few moles in this area. Very possibly star-nosed moles, because we get them in this, well, I'm not quite in the valley right now, but we're essentially in the Papio Creek Valley corridor. And so they really like this area. Although the dirt is real loose and it's good for, you know, being a mole. You can dig around and make moley tunnels and do all kinds of fun stuff like that. Kind of walking back out into the open now, into the Arboretum proper. And I'm about to go over another bridge. And this is a fun bridge because there's a marmot den underneath it, and sometimes you can see baby marmots popping out under this bridge. And I'm checking around, and no, this has not been dug out yet. So there's probably not any mantis under there right now. The convenient thing about this bridge is it leads right back to a sidewalk that leads right to my car. So I'm gonna jump back in the car. Maybe I'll go somewhere else. Maybe I won't. But either way, while I'm deciding, why don't you listen to this? Thank you.
Ватерлоо 2Б.
Joink! The accelerated aging of John Terry, example 2, Star Trek, The Deadly Years, Roch Courtois would have saved that!
In the name of God, put down that ham immediately!
You gonna be a fluffy binker? Yes, because you're a baby.
I'm the most horrible! I'm the most horrible!
Welcome back to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe, and I have returned to the studio. So, I'm just sitting here in front of my computer, waiting for my email to open, and I've got the window open, and I can't help but notice that the sun has started to come out. It was all overcasty and sort of dark earlier, and now we've got some sun, and that means that if I were to go out again now, maybe I'd find some animals sunning themselves, but I am not going to go out right now. I am just sitting here. Oh, and my email finally opens, and look what I've got. I've got a message from a friend of mine who lives up in Vancouver, and he likes to build boats. Not regular people-sized boats, but small model boats for sailing in small ponds and other places. And look at this. Yeah, yesterday I got an email from him about this. He's got a new project. He's working on a new boat. And so I will check out all these boat pictures or boat building in progress pictures later tonight. Speaking of boats and sailing them on ponds, I saw on the Weather Channel earlier today that we're going to get some wind in the next day or two. Not today, not tomorrow, but maybe later this week. Now, that's a mixed blessing because it can actually be too windy for some sailboats, especially little ones like I have. So I'm looking more for like perfect wind conditions so much at, or what am I trying to say here? I'm not looking for too much wind. If it's windy enough to be announced on the Weather Channel that it's going to be a windy day, watch out for wind, then it might be too windy to run my little baby boats. Alright, now that I've got my web browser open, I gotta go over to my model building website and see if there's any spam for me to kill. No spam for me to kill. Any new posts or any new projects that I need to see or be aware of? No, it doesn't appear to be. Okay. So it looks like my responsibilities here are done for right now. While I was driving home from the Arboretum, I decided to sort of go the long way, and I went to Irvington. And Irvington is this small, well, back in the olden days, it was a small unincorporated town on the outskirts of Omaha, but Omaha has grown. And although it didn't envelop Irvington just because of its odd geography, Irvington is kind of more of just a neighborhood nowadays, but it's still interesting. And I go there because there's some open fields, and I was hoping to see some deer or some turkeys walking around in these fields, but I didn't. And as I was driving through, quote, downtown Irvington, this is the downtown Irvington is basically a one block stretch of a couple of businesses. And one of the businesses is this funky Italian restaurant. And it's in this house that's been converted into a restaurant, and it's actually pretty good. And I was driving there thinking, you know, I think I'll get a piece of pizza, because during lunchtime they make a few pizzas and they sell pizza by the slice for a few hours. And I thought, oh yeah, that sounds really good. I'm really hungry for pizza. I'm so sick of eating Jell-O and turkey sandwiches and applesauce. And I was slowing down to
turn into their little parking lot, and I realized, wait a minute, I don't want this. I can't eat this. The truth of the matter is, I can't really eat pizza because it's, you know, bread and cheese. But sometimes I can eat it in small amounts if I take all my magic pills and all that, which I didn't have any of that with me, but I thought, oh, I'll just buy a slice, I'll bring it home, I'll take my pills. But as I was pulling in, I thought, you know, this is crazy. This is a horrible idea. Why am I doing this? And so I didn't turn in, and I just kept driving and drove home. And now here I am. And I did eat a little bit because I was hungry. And of course, what did I eat? That's right, another turkey sandwich, more pasta salad, some applesauce. But I didn't eat any Jell-O. I did, however, make some Jell-O so I can eat Jell-O later tonight. And you know what else I did? I almost forgot. I stopped by the grocery store and I bought two of those donuts that I like. I haven't eaten them, though. I don't know what I was thinking. I shouldn't be eating them. But they're so yummy. So I have two donuts. I haven't even opened the bag yet. I think I'll eat one tonight. I'll be doing something tonight. Oh, I'll be watching my Champions League highlights. And what I'll do is I'll get a nice big fresh cup of tea and eat a donut while I'm watching football. I love watching the football. And in case you're wondering, yes, today is a Champions League day. And the two games are actually starting right now. Let's see, we got Barcelona versus Arsenal. That'll be a great game. Hopefully Barcelona will crush Arsenal. And we've got Bayern Munich versus Juventus. And I love Juventus. I also love Bayern Munich. But I kind of want Juventus to win this game, and I'll be wearing my Juve scarf. I always wear my scarves when I watch football so I can feel like I'm part of it. And you know who else is playing today? Although we're not going to see this game anywhere on TV. Accrington Stanley is playing the Wycombe Wanderers. Or maybe that's pronounced Wickham. I don't know. But Accrington Stanley is one of those teams that they get a lot of guff. They're way down in the bottom league. And they're not horrible, but they are the butt of many jokes. And strangely enough, that is also a team from which I like to take a pseudonym. Whenever I need to make up a name, sometimes I will just use the names of football clubs that sound like a person's name. Like Rubin Kazan. Rubin Kazan is a football team, although it sounds like that could be a guy's name. Hi, I'm Rubin. Rubin Kazan. Accrington Stanley. If you turn it to reverse it to Stanley Accrington, then you've got another person's name there. That's a good one. There's a whole bunch of teams like that. I won't give you a list of them now. I'm sure you would find that boring. Not to mention it would be unwise of me to give away all the names of my pseudonyms. You might discover things that you'd wish not to discover. In telephony news, which is also computer news, I have gotten no closer to having VoIP installed on my computer. My computer, of course, being the Raspberry Pi B+. Where do I plug in the phone? There's no RJ11 jack for me to plug a phone in on a Raspberry Pi. Oh, does this mean I'm going to have to use some of those general purpose input-output pins to hook up a phone jack just so I can... Oh boy, what a pain in the neck. And all of this just so I can call the SDF voice bridge. Wow. A lot of labor involved here. Looks like I'm going to have to get a special box that then is Wi-Fi, so it can talk to my magic router. So then I can plug a phone into the magic box, which then talks to the Wi-Fi thingy, which then talks to the router, which talks to the cable, which talks to the internet. There's just way, way too many pieces of hardware between the handset and the actual phone line, or the pseudo phone line, the quasi phone line as it would be. Oh, can I be bothered to do this? What's the payoff? And for how much effort? Oh, I don't know, kids. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, which airs every day at 1930 UTC on Anon Radio. So be sure to tune in tomorrow and each and every day of your natural life. My name's Tobe. I'm your chairman and apparently the VoIP hater. And I'll just say, tune in tomorrow. Who knows what I'm going to get up to. But right now, I got to go watch some football on TV. So, bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Yowly sounds at the raccoons outside, and that was very entertaining, and I made you listen to it quite a bit.